Following the COVID-19 case in Aniak, the Gusbuck School District closed its schools to students in all 8 villages it serves. In Aniak, Mayor Erica Kamaroff says the lockdown means teachers can't go inside the buildings either. Non-essential businesses have been told to close, and subsistence activities are only allowed with household members. Any essential workers traveling to the community are required to provide their company's COVID-19 safety plans and self-quarantine logs. Kamaroff says Aniak has a responsibility to others to take this COVID-19 case seriously.
Because we are a hub village, and things don't only affect our village, but the other villages that we help and provide services to.
She says a positive case was an Aniak resident who traveled back from Anchorage. Upon returning to the village, Kamaroff says the individual did not self-quarantine. Then they received a positive COVID-19 test result.
I'm sure had they had known sooner, they probably would not have been going around the way that they did. But, I mean, that's all things that are, everything is so much clearer in hindsight.
Aniak residents have a number of testing options. Kamaroff said the sub-regional clinic there has rapid testing and drive-through testing, and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is sending 450 additional test kits following the positive case. Currently, YKHC offers testing for passengers arriving in Aniak from Anchorage, but Kamaroff says that's not enough. She says testing should be done for passengers arriving from Bethel and other areas as well.
For a long time, a lot of it was like, oh, but that's in-region traveling. But people coming from Bethel, they're coming from a place where there are many known cases.
According to Kamaroff, this is not the first time an Aniak resident has tested positive for COVID-19. She says community members have been infected while in Anchorage before, but were able to receive their positive result and self-isolate before coming back to the village. But now that it's in the community, she says a pandemic feels more real.
I really do hope that it opens people's eyes up to we do have it here now.
Mayor Kamaroff says it's time for people to be proactive and take precautions for the greater good of the community. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.